just once again looking forward to asking you to do your part, preparing your heart, your mind, so that you see, our part is to prepare, teach, speak well. Your part is to listen and apply well too. It takes both, right? So if there are questions you want to ask along the way as well, one way or another, we'll be happy to hear from you, okay? And then ask you to prepare your hearts. Well, let's spend 5 minutes and then we'll begin shortly, okay? Okay, we are going to begin now, hoping that you are looking forward to the youth worship and along the way, just watching out for you as well. If there's anything you want to ask, anything you want to add, anything you want to contribute, tell us how we can make this worship service more meaningful for everyone. How do we, okay, so this is not a fixed format. It's something that we want to keep on exploring. Hopefully, you'll be able to see how this become even more significant for you. Okay, we have a word of prayer together, and then we're going to begin. Our Father, we thank you for every opportunity that we can have just to congregate together, to think about worship, to offer worship. And we pray that as we begin this year's program of youth worship, our hearts would be greatly challenged and encouraged. We pray that you would help us to be able to grow a little bit more, think a little bit deeper, and see how we can make better sense out of our life. Help us to understand all the things that we are experiencing at our age, and then to fathom what's life all about. We pray for your blessings as we begin this worship. Help us to know what we're looking for when we speak about blessing. Pray for that grace, that mercy to be given to us, that we may fathom and understand things a little bit better along the way. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Okay, we're going to have a scripture reading once again. And let's look forward to the Word of God being read for us, to us. And then along the way, hopefully, that itself would be a blessing. Okay, here we go. Come on up.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today, we will be reading from Genesis 27, verses 30 to 40. In this passage, Esau seeks Isaac's blessing, only for them to discover Jacob's deceit. Through this passage, we also discover the irreversible consequences of the sin. Now it happened, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. He also had made savory food, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat of his son's game, that your soul may bless me." And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" So he said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau."
Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, "Bless me, Me also, O my father.
But he said, Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing. And Esau said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright. And now look, he has taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. With grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
Then Isaac, his father, answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth, and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you become restless, that you shall break his yoke from your neck.
Well, we are going to have the first pastoral prayer offered on our behalf, Pastor Mark. And when we ask for the Lord's blessings, what are we asking for? Are we going to ask Pastor Mark to come and pray for us?
Very good afternoon to all of you. Happy New Year. Just such a joy to be able to come back to youth worship. And truly, it's my privilege to be able to lead you in a time of prayer. As we pray, it is appropriate for us to seek the Lord's blessings. But what should we focus on? The focus in giving or seeking a blessing should not be on ourselves, as Isaac and Jacob did. Isaac, in giving a blessing, was more concerned about himself and his son Esau. Jacob deceived his father in order to gain a blessing. And we tend to think that God's blessing is really all about ourselves. The focus really should be on God. He is the giver of all our blessings. He is the fountain of living waters. And truly, it is out of his grace and mercy that he extends his blessings to us at all. So we should humbly come before the presence of God to look to him, that out of his love, he would extend his blessings to us. So at this time, let's go to God in prayer and to seek his blessings. Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for this brand new year. And as we seek your blessings, help us to recognize that you are our God, who is the source of all our blessings. It is out of your grace and mercy that we are blessed at all. We come humbly before your presence to seek you and your goodness. We pray that you will continue to enlighten us to further knowledge of you and your word in the year ahead. May we learn to grow and exercise our faith as we face the challenges of life, whether at school, with our friends, or even at home. We ask for your grace and mercies to be specially given to us in this new year. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. You know, I must tell you a little story about what people are looking for. And one day, there was near a bus stop. And there was this man looking down. You know, he was just kept on looking down, looking here, looking there. Suddenly, all around him, they ask him, "What are you looking for? Can we help you look?" So he looked, but he was not very steady on his feet. You know? So sometimes the time he lurches and he almost falls down, but he keeps on looking down all the time. So people said to him, "Listen, sir, please tell us what you're looking for. There's so many of us. We will be able to find it faster if you just tell us what you are looking for." He says, "Just leave me alone. This is not your problem. This is my problem. Get out. Don't ask me such silly." And of course, more people came to ask, looking, "What are you looking for?" We all don't know. But we're looking for something, you know. Maybe he dropped some coin. Maybe he dropped something. But we're looking around. And finally, one big guy came up and said, "Would you just tell us what you are looking for? Stop it. Everybody's looking something for you. We're trying to help you." He said, "You can't help me. How do you know we can't help you? What are you looking for?" See, everybody assumed he's lost something. He's looking around, checking out. They all can help. He said, "I tell you, you can't help me. What are you looking for?" "I'm looking for my balance." See, he's drunk. He's lost his balance. He's looking for his balance. How can anybody help him find his balance? See, we all assume that people we are helping, looking, and a lot of people have not stopped to ask. When you are praying for a blessing, what are you asking for? Have you ever asked yourself that question? What am I asking for, actually, when I ask, "Lord, please bless me"? What are you looking for? And we all assume it's something good. what is something good? And most of us actually have no idea. Let's go back to Genesis 27, okay? And we'll see how this works out. And we are going to see this. So it begins with the father saying this. And 27, and then he says, to Esau, "You go and bring me some food, make savory food such as I love, and that my soul may bless you before I die." But what did he mean? Did Esau really understand that? No. See, Esau is not a very spiritually inclined person. So would he know what the father is talking about? You know, sort of, it must be something good. But what is that? He really didn't understand what he was looking for. Right? Okay, so when we say the new year has begun and we wish each other happy new year, God's blessings and all that. But what does that mean? I mean, seriously, what are you asking for? Are you asking for better grades? Okay, may this year be better grades. Will a blessing enable you to find better grades? Probably not. So what are you looking for? Seriously, a lot of us actually don't know what we are looking for when we ask for it, right? So we read, "You do not have because you do not ask. And when you ask the wrong things." So there we go, right? So we can end up with a lot of wrong things. Okay, now think about this thing very good. One day there was a man who was found at a cemetery, and then he was weeping, he was crying very badly, and he was at a grave. He kept on shouting and crying, "Why did you die? Why did you die?" Everybody was moved. You know, "Who's this person to you?" they asked. "Why did you keep on saying, 'Why did you die? Why did you die?' Is he a very special person to you?" And he said, "No." that why are you shouting? Why are you dying? Why are you dying? With tears and all that. Why did you die? He said, well, I don't know him actually. And even more strange, if you don't know him, why are you praying and crying like that? And so he finally said, you see, when he died, I did not know I married his widow. And since I got married to the widow, every day I ask, why did you die? Why did you die? If he had not died, he would not have married his widow. And he was one very, very unhappy man. And so he was asking, crying at the grave, why did you die? You see, sometimes we often think we know what we want. And then when we have what we think we want, we realize maybe that's not what I really want. But it's too late then to know what you are asking because it's already there. Right? So think about this very, very carefully. And sometimes mistakes that we make, worse, sins that we make, well, we create those sins and a lot of problems come. And so the father said, give me some food that I would like to eat, and then I would bless you, and then before I die. First and foremost, big problem, how do you know when you're going to die? Can you pick a calendar and then, okay, on this particular day or month, you're going to die? You can't say that. You don't know when you will die. Did Isaac die after he blessed the son? No. Did he live for a long time? Yes. How many years? At least 20 years later. So that was a mistake made. And because of that mistake that was made, sin was also committed. And when you combine the two together, it's a horrendous thing. And so there we know that he blessed Jacob, right? And this is something that the blessing was given. And so we read in verse 27, and he blessed him, and then he says, this is the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed. Okay. Therefore, may God give you the dew of heaven, the fatness of the earth, plenty of grain and wine. Let people serve you, nations bow down to you, be master over your brethren. Let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you. Blessed be those who bless you. Now that sounds very nice. Right? Now watch what happens. Let's seriously. Question. Was this blessing ever fulfilled? Seriously? There are only two sons. Was this ever fulfilled? Answer, no. So what is this blessing he's talking about? Can you see what I'm trying to get at? Right? Now we talk about these things here. Right? Let people serve you. Who served? Seriously. Nations. What is it all? Your mother's sons. What is it all about? You see, that is the problem. A lot of times we ask for blessings that it's just a general word, but we don't really understand what we are talking about. So this year, it's good to say, okay, I'm going to ask the Lord's blessings. Tell me, what are you looking for specifically? What blessing? Do you know? Will those blessings actually be given? Do you understand what you're asking for? That is a problem. We don't know what we are looking for. And so we ask anyway, under the word blessing. And then we don't really understand what that's all about. So Jacob is a person who he cheated his brother once, he's cheating the brother again. Can God give that blessing to a person who does this? Can it happen? Seriously, even if the blessing is pronounced, would he be blessed if his life is like that? You think the blessing will come about? The answer would be no. You see? So a lot of times we ask for a blessing and we don't know how that can work out. Unfortunately, this is a real problem. Now we come to Esau. So he came to Isaac. And then he presented the food again to the father. Now, if you like noodles, the first bowl is nice. Try eating the second bowl after you are full. You look at it. Do I want to eat it? Seriously, when you are full, do you even want to look at food? Right? So Jacob obviously fed the father until he burps. Right? So here comes the eldest son. And here you are, your favorite food. You know, you can be so full, you smell the food, you hate it. That can happen. That's why he asked, let my father, when he said, who are you? See the problem? Remember, he is blind, he's not sick. Who are you? He said, I'm your son, your firstborn, Esau. And then you had Isaac tremble exceedingly. And his was, who? Where is the one who hunted game brought to me? I ate all of it before you came, you know. All. Can you imagine? Two kids, right? Of course, they cut off the skin for his hair, for his head and all that. But he had a lot of food. And I ate it, and I have blessed him, and he shall be blessed. Now, that is the father's understanding. He shall be blessed. But was he blessed? You see the problem? So Jacob didn't understand blessing. Now, did Esau understand blessing? No. He's already been described as a profane person. In other words, he approaches life in a very secular manner. There's nothing spiritual about him. That's why he's called a profane person, unfortunately. And then he shall be blessed. Really? For the next 20 years of his life, he's going to be running away. He's going to be away. How was he blessed? You see the problem? You assume that there will be the blessing. It is given. The words of blessings are given. The words of blessing does not mean blessing. Think about it. Right? Now, this is a really big problem. And we look. And so, that was a... Now, then we read how Esau heard the words of his father and he cried out with an exceeding great and bitter cry. I won't even try to attempt this. What is he? Ah! Well, what is he going to say? Right? And he said, he cried only one word, bless me. Me also, my father. You see, this was literally a heart cry. It seems as if he is missing something. But if you ask him, what do you think you miss? He won't be able to tell. Esau, what is it you miss? He wouldn't know. What, father, what have you given besides words? What actually have you given? See? Nobody seems to understand. Did the mother understand? Not really. The mother says, "If just in case the father curses you, the curse be upon me." What is this all about? Unfortunately, we don't seem to be understanding. And so he was very angry. And he says, well, your brother came with deceit. He's taken away your blessing. Can you really actually take away a blessing? See, the word blessing is used all over the place. Blessing, bless me also. The word blessing. Esau, is he not rightly named Jacob? He has supplanted me these two times. First, birthright. Second, take away blessing. And then he asked, have you not reserved a blessing? Right? Like football team, you know, these are the regular, they got reserves. What is a reserve blessing? Have you ever thought of, what is a reserve? Is there such thing as a reserve blessing? See, sometimes when nobody knows what anybody is talking about, the words are used. But what do the words actually mean? What did Isaac have in mind? Blessing. What did Jacob desire? Blessing. What did Esau have in mind? Blessing. Do you think they're all talking the same language? I have serious doubt they all know what they are even talking about. Right? So the question is, what is this that we are looking at? And this is something that we want to consider. And so Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master. That is what that blessing is all about. That blessing is called a conferring. Right? Now, that's what really it is. It is a conferring of the right of leadership in the clan. Can you see what I'm trying to say? So there is a conferring of the right. Okay, if I die, when I die, who is going to lead? The blessing confers the right to lead the whole family. That is called a conferring of a blessing. Did Esau understand all that fully? Did Jacob understand all that fully? Not really. Are they leaders in their own way? Not really. But that is a conferring. Okay? Two, it is what we call a confirmation. Right? So there is a choice and there is a confirmation. Now, that's important. You may choose, but you need to confirm. As far as Isaac was concerned, he would choose Esau, but he could not confirm it with a blessing. Right? Now, you have a non-choice in Jacob, and then there is a confirmation instead. Can you see the mix-up that is there? So there's a conferring part of it, wrong way. It's just later on you will see how Jacob would cross his hand to bless Ephraim and Manasseh. Why cross hands? Well, we will read about that later on, in later part of Genesis. But there is now a greater understanding. Right? So this blessing is actually a conferring and a confirmation. And now everything has gone crazy. Technically, the firstborn should be conferred the right to lead the whole clan. It's now gone. Right? Now, this is important. That conferring must be confirmed with a word of blessing. You need the both to get things done right. Now, if both things are done wrong, what are you going to do? This is why he asked, is there a reserve blessing? Right? So sometimes we come up with our own ideas. What are we talking about? How can there be a reserve? It's just like, in football, they call it the super sub. You know, the super substitute goes in and strikes the thing, and everybody is very happy because he struck the goal. Yeah, it's called a super sub. This is not a super sub. That is, what reserve blessing is there? You see, Esau doesn't know what he's talking about either. And then he can ask, have you not reserved a blessing for me? Right? Well, what is this reserve blessing? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, indeed, I have made him your master. That is called conferring of a rights or a title, he is going to be your master. Can you see this? Right? I have made him your master. That is the first part. It's a conferring of a right, a title, as it were. And it is now confirmed with a blessing. And this blessing, that's why he says, I cannot reverse it. Because when you confer it, you invoke the name of God, that is confirmed. You are asking God to be the one who will confirm what has been conferred. Now, that is a real challenge. See, today, we don't understand that anymore because we don't have that kind of situation. You see that? Who is going to lead in your home? Your parents. And if they die, you all try your very best to make it out on your own. That's it. There is nobody who is going to be head of your clan. Right? I mean, it doesn't work that way. So, you know, in the what happens if your father dies? And then, you know, no two sons, all daughters, then how? Now that becomes a problem. You see the problem? See, these are problems that were existing in the days of the old. They don't exist for us today. But we still need to ask, what is a blessing? Right? When we ask for a blessing, we are asking God to confer that blessing. Then we're asking God to confirm that blessing. So what are you asking for? Right? Now, this is very important. See, the Old Testament, there's a story of a man called Elisha. And so he knew that Elijah was going to die. Not because Elijah told him, but he sort of roughly knew that, you know, he was getting older. He's been there with him for many years. And there are indications that Elijah was going to die. And so he asked Elijah, well, if you want to give me a blessing, let me ask this from you. Give me a double blessing. So that is your blessing. That is a reserved blessing. That is a double blessing. So when we use the word blessing, do we know what we are talking about? Right? So Psalm 103, let's just turn to that to understand how this works out. Let's look at Psalm 103 and see what this is, what word blessing can be. Okay? And that is where you get one idea of the word blessing. And the word is, forget not all his benefits. That is what we should be bearing in mind when we are looking at the word blessing. There has got to be a benefit somewhere. Now, if a blessing is not going to turn out to be a benefit, how is it a blessing? Can you see what I'm trying to get at? Right? So now the Father has pronounced a blessing, confirming. Where was the benefit? Was there a benefit? No, it's not. It's a bane. What is a bane? Bane is the opposite of the word blessing. Watch what happens now, and this is where the Father was just so distraught, he trembled exceedingly. He says, I have made him your master. All his brethren I have given to him as servants. Right? Grain and wine I have sustained him. In other words, everything about the leadership is now Jacob's. Now that is a right, that is a conferring of a blessing, as it were, a benefit, right, to Jacob. And unfortunately, he cannot reverse it. And then he pleaded, have you only one blessing? Right? You see the problem over here, what he's really asking for. Right? So this is where we have to ask ourselves. There's an old, I introduced to you a new saying called alas and alack. Literally, it tells you that he's in serious trouble. What are we looking for? So as we look at this story, you have to ask yourself, what's happening? Right? We don't have the same conferring. We don't have the same confirming today, because hardly anybody is going to be able to say that this is your family situation. It's probably not going to happen. Right? Now, this is important for us to understand and how this will work out. Now, the challenge for us is to ask ourselves first, what lessons are we learning from all these things here? First, and I would like you to seriously ask yourself, when you pray and you seek the blessings of God, would you spell it out? What are you talking about specifically? What are you looking for? Right? And a lot of us don't know what we are looking for. We just have this idea, ask God to bless. We pray for God's blessings. What are we looking for specifically? That's one. That's a question. So in other words, you begin with defining what you are looking for in blessing. Right? Because if you seek that blessing without understanding what it is, and you are just going to look at it. You see, once you define it, you know what you're looking for, then you can move the right direction to it. Because if I don't know what I'm looking for, then how do I know how to direct my ways? We read in Proverbs 3, right? Trust not in your own understanding. Commit everything to the Lord, and He will direct. See, that's the problem. We don't know what we are looking for. We've not defined our understanding. And then we don't know what direction to choose, where to go. So if I know what I am asking for, then I will be able to pray a little bit better with reference to the direction that I'm going to. Right? This is important. And my directions can change depending upon what age you are at. Right? What did I ask for when Bethany first started? Now I'll tell you what I asked for then, what I asked for now are two different things. Right? Because we are starting something new. And here we are starting something else. Not the same. Right? So I need to know before I pray, bless me also. Before you make that prayer, bless me also. Blessing me also. It's perfectly correct to ask for that blessing. But if God were to ask you, what are you asking for? Right? I was reading a Christmas quip. And it says that in the first, the person said, first, I believe in Santa. Then, second stage of my life, I don't believe in Santa. First, I believe. Second, right? Third, I am Santa, playing Santa Claus. And then finally, I look like Santa. These are the four stages of Santa in many men's lives. As a child, I believe. As I grew up, I don't believe. When you become a father, you are. And then when you become middle-aged, you are. You see the problem of it all? See, we don't know what we are looking for sometimes. And we have a problem. So when I bless me also. Esau, what are you looking for? Jacob, what are you looking for? Right? Can you see these things here? All those things where if you don't understand what you're looking for, you don't define it, your direction can be wrong. All you want is blessing. Never mind, no matter what it is, just ask for blessing. And that is where it goes wrong. So this year, as we begin this year, what are you looking for? I think that is important for us to ask ourselves. Okay? Now let's look at Hebrews chapter 12 very carefully. Right? So look at Hebrews 12 as we come and understand this. Okay? We read in verse 15, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. One. Okay? Lest. Second, lest any fruit of bitterness spring up, cause trouble. And by this, many become defiled. Three, lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau. Three things we look for. The word is lest. If we are short of these things here, we're going to have a bit of a problem. Okay? One, looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God. First, I need to look very carefully. What am I looking for? Right? There is the grace of God that is promised to me. What God said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. Don't worry about your weakness. Right? My strength is made perfect in your weakness. This is the grace of God offered. Do you know it? If I were to, in your position, I'm looking for it, I would be asking to understand the grace of God. That's it. Right? When I was younger, one of my prayers was, have some big muscles. That didn't turn out. So that after that, I stopped praying. See, when I was a child, thought as a child, prayed like a child, no use. Then began to realize. You see, I learned that because I had an uncle who was a muscle, you know, he was a bodybuilder. Wow, muscle. I still remember, he said, you stand on, I hold on to his bicep. He can swing me round because he was so strong. Then many years later, when he gave up, what did I see? The muscles transferred lower. And all the muscles came along to the middle side of it. And I said, oh, thank you. I'm glad I didn't ask for muscle. And God, in his grace, didn't give me the muscle because today I would be struggling with a different type of grace. That is not grace. That is graze. When you graze a lot of food and then it goes to the stomach. That is not what I'm looking for. Bless. Okay, number two. Watch this. It's less. There is a root of bitterness that I want to watch out, right? So that's my problem. If I fall short, two, if I am having bitterness in my heart. Was there bitterness in Jacob's heart? You can bet, because he's the one neglected. The father doesn't even mention him, right? Here's Esau, he's bitter. My brother stole twice from me, bitter. Right? The father is exceedingly angry, bitter. The mother is caught in between. There is so much bitterness in that family. And once that bitterness is there, it will cause trouble. And because of that, people become defiled because of it. What for? I better get rid of all these things. So if I'm looking for a blessing, I would ask, Lord, take away whatever bitterness that may be in my heart. Whatever roots, take it out. Please, let it go. If I'm looking for blessing, I'm not looking for specific. I'm just looking to ask God to take away the things which are not good in my life. Get it out. That's important. Right? And then worse, the person that we are. Don't blame the other person, please. What about you? That's important. What about you? That is a sad reality. You see, this was Esau. He was profane. If you read Jeremiah 23, this is what God said about the prophets and priests. They were profane. What is profane, actually? It's just simply the opposite of spiritual, sacred. Something that has become secular is profane. That's what it is. And it's all gone. So even if he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. Why? You see, it's not just a matter of asking for a blessing. If we fail, right? How are we going to fight it? Section B, 5 questions. Answer all 5 questions. The bulk of the thing, 40% in the section B. And you didn't answer 1, you didn't answer 2, you didn't answer 3, and you were there bitter about why this section is so hard. How are you going to pass? Seriously, how are you going to pass? 3 things were missing in Esau's life. He found no place for repentance. Remember, he wept. He cried out bitterly. Wow, come get no blessing. Why not give me a reserve blessing? It's not the point, is it? What were the things that were missing? There was the grace of God. He fell short of it. There was the root of bitterness. He never got rid of it. There was sacredness. He never had it. He had profaneness instead. And now he wakes up and he realizes, you know, I got it all wrong. Can I say sorry now? It's too late. It's gone. It's conferred. It's confirmed. It's gone. It's completed. It's over. That is the danger of it all. And young people, if I were you this year, if I'm going to seek that blessing, I will seek above everything else wisdom. If ever there is one thing that you really want to look for in your life, look for that wisdom. And then you can ask later on about that blessing that God can give to you. You see, being smart is not being wise. There are lots of smart people out there, but they're not very wise. What is wisdom? When we really understand God. Isaac was blessed with wealth. Right? Think about this. Remember, he became rich. He was very rich. Everybody knew that God was with him. Obviously so. And there's no question that was God's blessing. But then Isaac walked with God. Isaac worshipped God. Isaac walked very carefully because he needed to be very close to God. But with the years passing by, right, he didn't take care of his health. He became blind. And all he was thinking about was food. He wanted to pass over what God had given to him, his wealth, his position, everything. He wants to confer it. He wants to confirm it. He wants to give it after he has eaten. He's got it all wrong. And then what came out of it? Trouble. So what was needed right from the beginning? Wisdom. That was missing. That was the missing jewel. Think about this thing here. And that's what you need to think about very, very, very carefully. Should we ask for blessings? Yes. But first ask yourself, do you understand what you are asking for? Look for the grace. Don't fall short of it. Take away the bitterness, whatever it is. Don't let it even start. Because should we miss all of these things here, then even if there are words of blessing, nothing good will come out of it. We will, next week, we will go further into these things and ask ourselves this prayer again. Bless me also. Right? Part 2. Think about this. Let's pray together. Our Father, we thank you for your grace given to us. Help us to not fall short of it. Help us to realize that everything that we have is actually your grace given. Help us to deal with the feelings and the roots of bitterness we feel in our heart against people, against the government, against the family member, against whatever. Take away these things which just hurt us so much. And then replace all that with your grace and your wisdom. We pray for your blessings that we seek. Blessing of your grace, the blessing of wisdom that will truly benefit our soul. Help us to know what we are looking for. It grants us that humility to seek these blessings. We pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, take a bit of time to ponder this word. Well, next week we carry on with the second part, same title, part two, Bless Me Also. So ask yourself, what are you asking for 2022 as we begin the year? Ask yourself, what are you looking for? Specify, look at this, and then seek the Lord. Find that grace, find that wisdom, make sure that the heart is ready to receive it. Then the Lord can and will bless. Looking forward to helping you to discover the Lord's blessings in your life, right? Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll see you next week. Right, the Lord's blessings.